A bunch of guys just took turns on beating me up in a park in Dubai. One by one, they started attacking me and I tried to defend myself. But after being there for literally hours, my hands eventually came down and one of the guys popped me right into my nose. When my head jolted backwards, another guy dropped me to the floor and got me into a chokehold, so he probably knew jiu-jitsu. But the worst thing was that I invited them all there. I'm limping over to my bathroom, thinking about what a stupid decision this was. This is Dubai. The police are very strict here. They could have been called and I could have been arrested for organizing this brawl. Especially because everyone who came to the brawl was my fans. It was a YouTube meetup where I invited all of my followers to come meet me in a park, bring their boxing gloves, and we could spar each other. Just like the movie Fight Club. Except in our version of Fight Club, parents were there watching too. Guys are doing push-ups on the floor, other guys are goofing around, everyone's asking for pictures, and I'm the only one who's actually getting beat up. And none of these guys even sparred each other, but they just waited to take turns on me, and so I did around 20 rounds, and now I'm in so much pain. And it's even worse because I've booked in a MMA session tomorrow. It's a one-to-one private session that I've already paid for, and I'm probably gonna be in too much pain and too tired to even go. And I'm not gonna get my money back. I'm not gonna get a refund. I'm trying to shower and clean myself, but my joints are in so much pain that I can barely even bend down. So I decide to just turn off the shower, walk over back to the bed and get in just cold and wet and sore. And whilst I'm in bed, my shoulder hurts just reaching over to grab my phone. And I go on WhatsApp and I see that there's multiple unopened messages. That just stresses me out even more. My whole body is sore. My ankles are swollen. My nose is popped and there's a bit of blood still coming out. I'm in too much pain to even lie down and sleep. And that's when I tap on one of the WhatsApp messages. It's from my friend who came to this event. And he ends up telling me that he spoke to many of the guys there, but one of the guys had told him that it was the best day that he had had in over a year. Because he came out of the house and he was surrounded by other guys and they were laughing and joking. I click on another message from another friend who came to the event and he says, dude, what you're doing for these guys is awesome. Another message, another message, another message. I check on Instagram and see that I've been tagged in so many posts of all the guys who showed up. They took pictures with me, with each other, they made friends, and they're saying that they had such a fun time. Well, of course they had a great time. They weren't the ones getting beat up. And this is when I realized something that changes my mindset. It was hard to organize this event. It was difficult and uncomfortable. It took a lot of time to take pictures with everyone, to fight everyone who wanted to fight me, but growth comes from doing those hard things. I see another picture on Instagram of a young guy smiling, looking proper happy, and he's taking pictures with a couple of the guys there, and it seems like they've actually genuinely become friends. And a smile. It doesn't make the pain go away. The pain is still there, but there's growth behind the pain, this purpose. Voluntarily doing hard things will develop you into becoming a strong man, and you don't need to attend a fight club to do something hard. There's challenges that you can do in your morning routine to become a strong man. Every morning, the challenge is to take off your clothes, to step into the shower, turn it on, and to walk into the cold. It's easy to take a warm shower. 99% of men take them because they crave comfort. But if you don't want to be like the 99%, then do what the Spartans did. The Spartans used to believe that bathing in warm water made a boy weak. And so they would send the boys out to the freezing cold lake to clean themselves because they believed that hardened them, to create them into fearsome warriors full of discipline. The choice is yours. You don't have to do it. We choose to lift heavy weights. We choose to meditate every day. We choose to read intelligent books. We choose to work on our businesses. And we choose to step into that freezing cold shower at 5 a.m. whilst the sun has still not come up and your competition is still asleep. We choose these things not because they are comforting, but because they are discomforting. And discomforting is what turns boys into men. Every year of your life, every month, every week, every day, every hour, every minute, every second, it offers you a choice. It's the choice to do something easy or hard. It's the choice between comfort or discomfort, from stagnation or growth, from cozy warmth or freezing cold. You choose the easy path and it feels good at first, but the shadow of your depression grows when you lose respect for yourself. Your insecurities become poisonous. Your character becomes powerless. You do those things that used to be fun, like the video games or watching porn, but now it feels like you can't even enjoy those things anymore. Video games aren't fun anymore. Porn, even in the moment of climax, you're getting those dark, demonic thoughts because your conscience has had enough. It's time to grow. It's time to choose the hard path. It's time to step into the cold. Other people that you used to know will see you as a new man. They're shocked at what you're doing and they can't even believe your eyes when they see you wearing barely any clothes, stepping out into the cold as they run away from it. Because in the cold, you find proof of your strength. Every second that you stay in the cold, even though your body and mind is screaming at you to get out, proves to yourself how powerful you can be. In the cold, you find alertness. You don't need those overprescribed drugs when you can harness the power of your mind to focus and then use that for your work and for your studies. And in the cold, you find your killer instincts. Evolution has spent 4 billion years sculpting you into being a survivor. The cold lets you control your instincts instead of letting your instincts control you. I'm Hamza, and our movement is all about making our generation of men strong again. This is a guide to cold exposure, and our goal is to get you started with experiencing the cold voluntarily. And our goal for this video is to get you taking cold showers every single day for the next 7 days so that we can deem this as a success and you'll be able to take this habit on more permanently after that. Everything that I'm going to teach you today, I've tested myself. I've been taking cold showers every single day from the start of this year, and especially being someone who's brown skinned, we don't do very well in the cold, but I've been able to overcome that. And those are the lessons that I want to teach you. That means that I'm on this journey alongside you. I've been on self-improvements for 3 years and it's already changed my life. I still have a lot to learn, so I'll keep reporting back with my newest lessons on this channel. So you can subscribe if you want to. One fast tip for you to get more results in this: people who watch these kinds of guides with someone else make about 3 times more progress. So an actionable step that you can take right now, if you scroll down, click on the share button, send the link over to another friend, because you'll literally make more progress in your self-improvement if you do this with someone else. Step one, why people take cold showers. There's lots of famous, high-performing, successful men that you probably know who take cold showers every single day. Dr. Andrew Huberman, Joe Rogan, Iman Gaji, a bunch of athletes, UFC fighters, they all do cold exposure for many different reasons. The best reason, in my opinion, is because if you do it in the morning, it starts your day off with something difficult. And you can imagine what happens. Imagine literally waking up and immediately getting into this cold, this very like shocking, uncomfortable experience, voluntarily doing that just to develop yourself. The rest of the day is easier. And not only that, it actually aligns you more with nature. You see everyone around you and how weak they are when it comes to like nature and the elements. And you've probably seen like the girls in your class from like high school, when it rained, they start running away and everything, and everyone's like whimpering there. And you can imagine yourself being the one who's standing out, who's navigating through the changing elements, who can go venture out into nature with a shirt on, or maybe even shirtless. And people are looking at you like you're crazy for being a human, for experiencing the world and not running off to the warm comfort with the roof above your head. Imagine how powerful this really is. Because when you're not afraid of the cold, when you kind of welcome it, think about how much of the world will open up to you. Think about how many more experiences you can have. You can go swimming in the ocean or the lake, no matter where you are. People do that on, you know, nice warm holidays. They go to Spain and they go swimming there. But you could go to any country in the world and decide to, like, for one of your activities for fun, go swim in the lakes there, go swim in the ocean. And when it rains or when it snows, you're the first one to come out and go play in nature. So there's something that I want you to do right now, if you're quite a beginner to this, if you haven't done much cold exposure so far, put your hand in some cold water. Maybe if you're watching this video on your phone, you can take your phone to the bathroom with you, or you're watching it on a computer, you can just kind of pause this video. Just go and put your hand in cold water just for a few seconds. Make it as cold as possible. And then just come back to this video when you can. You'll realize that it's not as scary as it seems. In fact, it's actually kind of refreshing, isn't it? If you don't want to go and do that right now, you can just visualize it. If you put your hand in like freezing cold water, there's an element of pain and discomfort. But it's kind of, you can imagine, it's kind of like the pain and discomfort from going to the gym and getting like a sick pump. And, you know, like it hurts, right? When you do the bicep curls, it hurts. Imagine if one of your friends told you like, oh, well, I'm not going to go to the gym because it's quite uncomfortable. But you know the truth now, like that discomfort leads to the growth. And that's exactly the same with cold exposure. The pain that's related to that, it leads to the growth that you want as a man. That's your first actionable step of this guide. Just go and like put your hand, just your hand in cold water just for a few seconds, and just kind of talk to yourself about it and think like, is this what I've been fearing all this time? It's actually kind of nice. Step two. How cold showers make you motivated. You've probably heard of dopamine recently. So many people have been talking about dopamine, especially Dr. Andrew Huberman. He's been, if you have watched this podcast, he's been mentioning a lot about the importance of dopamine. And you've probably seen the trends of like YouTubers, self-improvement guys who've been talking about dopamine detoxing. I think there's a huge issue for our generation of young guys who are overdosing the dopamine. And that's not very scientific, but you get what I mean. Like, there's so many guys our age who spend all their time just staring at their phone from one source of dopamine to the next, from porn, video games, junk food, sugar, caffeine. And what unfortunately happens, which you've probably experienced yourself, is that when you overdo these activities that spike your dopamine receptors, it's kind of like your baseline drops after that. So dopamine is your feeling of motivation. Some people think it's like the pleasure hormone. It's not. It's specifically motivation. Dopamine is all about motivation. So your dopamine goes up when you're motivated or when you're kind of seeking something. If me and you went out on a hunt with our spears, our dopamine would slowly climb up to the point that we saw the animal and it would spike up like crazy as we chase it. We kill it. It spiked up like crazy. We even more. We cook the food. And you know what's interesting? When we eat the food, what do you think would happen to our dopamine? Do you think it would go higher? Not so much. You see, it's not about like actually doing the thing. It's not like your dopamine spikes at the moment of orgasm when you masturbate. It's the hunt towards it. It's the motivating factor. So your dopamine is at sky high levels when you're thinking about, maybe I should watch porn, you know, like I'm already on day zero of NoFap, so it won't hurt to go again. But when you're actually there, like literally nutting, the dopamine level isn't that high. It's purely motivation. And so the theory is, if we can increase our dopamine, then we will experience just more motivation in our day. So how would you like to be more motivated for work or studies or the gym? It'd be awesome, right? There's going to be some guys who'll say like, oh no, but you know, motivation's like stupid. You know, discipline's more important. Discipline is very important. 100%. I'm not discrediting that. But let's just be honest. Let's not try and be like too much David Goggins self-improvement shit here. If you could just be more motivated and actually like feel like going to the gym or feel like doing hard work more, that would be awesome. So we want more motivation. So we just need to do the things that increase our dopamine. And it turns out, probably the greatest studied way to increase your dopamine levels is cold exposure. You see, cold exposure for just a few minutes has been shown to increase your dopamine levels above the baseline for hours afterwards. Cold exposure, like I believe it's a cold shower or maybe like an ice bath. It has an effect on your dopamine that's similar to having nicotine or sex. So when you imagine those very stimulating things, nicotine and sex, imagine getting that same level of like motivation. You know how much guys are motivated to smoke if they're smokers or to have sex. Imagine having that same level of motivation as a boost on top of what you're used to just because you had a cold shower this morning. And I want you to just think about how powerful this is. Imagine being 20% more motivated to do the hard work of your business or your studies. Just imagine that. Imagine, not just for today, but for the next year, how different your life would have been if you had an entire year where you were just 20% more motivated to do your work. That would probably be the difference between like a B grade in school to an A grade. It would be the difference, like the compounding difference between after 1 year getting 1,000 subscribers or 10,000, simply because you just did that extra bit of work today, the extra bit of work this week because you actually enjoyed it and the energy that you brought to your work was even better, you were happier. And that's the power of taking the cold showers every single day, because it makes you more motivated for those hard things that you're trying to do. So I have an actionable step for you, which I really think is going to help you. Just either have a think about what your schedule looks like, or if you do already have everything written down, you know, maybe you've got like your calendar or your notes, your timetable, just have a look. So you can open up like, you know, Google Calendar, for example, if you've been using that. So you can see mine here. If you open up your calendar or timetable, just have a look at the entire week and look at what would be like the most important task for you. What's the priority? So let's say for me, it's working. And let's say the most important part of working is like recording these videos as a YouTuber. I believe the best way that we can implement cold exposure to our lives is we schedule the cold exposure, the cold showers before that hard, important task. So let's say for you, it's studying, and in terms of studying, it's like practicing the exam papers, for example. You need to go through question 15 to 17. You want to practice them. And you usually do something like that at 7 a.m. every day. Well, if you schedule the cold shower just before that, you will get that motivation boost for a few hours after it. Which means that just by taking a quick cold shower, you would be far more likely to go and sit down and do that task. So as your actionable step, I just want you to try and plan this out now. When you usually would do the most important tasks, and just to think about how you could add in the cold shower, the ice bath, the whatever version of cold exposure you want to do, you can even swim in lakes, before that block of time. Step three, how to get started with cold showers. So there's many ways that people get started, and I really think that there's only one great way to get started with cold showers. The way that I started was wrong, and it's probably the way that you've started too. That's where you go and take a normal shower, which is nice and toasty and nice and warm, and then you slowly decrease the temperature. And it feels kind of pleasant to make it go cold, and you stay in that for a little bit, then you get out. And that's like a cold shower kind of done. I don't believe that's the right way to do it. You see, a powerful part of the cold exposure is the fact that it's very difficult to do. It's the fact that it is actually painful to be in the cold. And also specifically, it's the shock effect. There's quite a lot of benefit for that shock, you know, that instant bit of pain, the instant hit. And you don't get that if you slowly turn the dial from hot to cold. It's this comfortable transition, which doesn't actually happen in the real world. You know, that it's not like in the real world, you step outside of your house and it's like this nice gradual temperature decrease. It's you step outside of your house and there's an instant drop of cold. That's what the real world is like. I think that's what we need to emulate. So I think the better way to do the cold shower, even though it's more painful, but it's better for us, is to fully turn the knob onto the cold water's coming out as cold as possible, and you're there psyching yourself up and you're just gonna step into it. To get started, what I would recommend is that you go in for literally just a few seconds. So you turn it on all the way to the cold, stand there for a second, brace yourself, really think to yourself, you know, listen to the voices in your mind telling you not to do this. They're the exact same voices, by the way, that tell you to go and watch porn. So we can't trust those voices that say, you know, cold showers are kind of stupid. I don't want to. It's the exact same voice that convinced us to play 10,000 hours of video games. We want to destroy that voice, don't we? We want to hear that voice and tell it to shut up and go and do the hard work that will develop us into strong men, don't we? You don't get that voice when you do this like nice gradual thing. So I would say turn it on all the way to the cold. Brace yourself and step in. And specifically, you want it to be so cold that it makes you gasp. It gives you this instant shock feeling where you take in a bunch of air and that's actually good for you. As soon as you've experienced that shock moment, you've got like the tick of the habit tracker, you know, the box for today. You've done it today. Stay in for a few seconds. Let's say this is like your first ever experience of cold exposure. Do that. Step in for literally 2 seconds, then step out. Let's say you're a little bit more advanced. Let's say that you've been doing cold showers for a little bit longer. Well, then do the exact same thing. Experience that cold shock, but then stay in for maybe 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 20 seconds, and then just progressively overload it past that. There's probably loads of limiting beliefs in your mind, as there was for me when I was at this moment. Is it really worth it? It's not really going to clean myself or anything. Won't I get sick from it? Let's break these down in case you're thinking of anything right now, because often with these kind of self-improvement videos, you'll start watching with a lot of hype and emotion. You know, yeah, this is awesome. But when it comes to start talking about doing the work, that's usually when like your brain will kind of tell you like, just start from tomorrow, right? Our ideal scenario is that if you haven't already, you take your first cold shower today, or if you haven't been taking them properly with like the instant cold shock, the full cold temperature, then I want you to take your first one today. But before you're gonna do that, I might have to destroy some limiting beliefs that you have inside of your mind. So if you're wondering, is it really worth it? I'll tell you from my experience, it absolutely is. It's such a profound impact that when you just take the cold shower, it really is like the rest of your day gets set up to just be better and happier because you've done that hard thing. And if you're wondering, but you know, how do I clean myself? It's only going to be like a few, you know, seconds cold shower. Visualize that this cold shower isn't the normal shower that we take. So you can still go and take your normal daily hot shower, but have that completely as it is right now. Don't transform that one to a cold one. Don't start with it hot and then, you know, turn the temperature down. Make that just a pure, just hot shower. You're cleaning yourself properly, grooming yourself, awesome. But then have it as a separate one at a different part of the day, maybe first thing in the morning, where you literally are going in just for the cold. You're not trying to like, you know, clean yourself. So for example, when I go into the cold showers, I don't actually use like the shampoo and body wash and stuff. I'm in there just for the cold. And then after that, like after my gym workout, when I'm all sweaty, that's when I take like a warm shower and I'll use like all of the, you know, the products, the soap and everything. One extra tip I'll give you, what I've learned from Huberman, the scientist podcast again, is you don't actually want your cold shower to be after you do some kind of hypertrophy or strength training. So, you know, when you go to the gym and you want to build muscle, you don't want to do the cold exposure after that. This was something I found very interesting. If you do the cold exposure when you've just stimulated your muscles, it might actually inhibit some of the growth that you have. So the perfect routine, in my opinion, is you wake up, you do the cold shower for a few seconds, you know, instant shock. And then you go, let's say, to the gym, you go work out, you go lift some weights. After that, you take the hot shower. You don't take the cold shower after your gym workout because it can like lower some of the gains that you've got. If you're interested in that, you can go and watch Huberman Lab podcast, and he talks about this in one of his episodes. So for this actionable step, this is exactly what we'd want you to do for you to see some kind of results with this. We'd want you to just go get ready into your bathroom. And the idea is just turn it all the way cold, make the shower all the way cold, and you're literally just gonna step in for just a few seconds. That's it. If this is your first ever one, just step in for just a few seconds. It's gonna feel painful. It's gonna give you this like instant shock, and that's exactly what we want. If you're totally new to this, literally get the shock and then step back out. And like, that's an accomplishment. That's kind of like your first gym workout. We're proud of you. You've made some progress. If you've already been doing cold exposure for a little bit, I would say again, make sure it's all cold. So it's like the instant shock feeling. Step inside and stay inside for a certain amount of time. Let's say maybe 30 seconds. Let's say 60, let's say 90. I would say that 90 seconds or 1.5 minutes every morning is such a great level to be at. I've wanted my guides that I make for you to be more practical than they have been. I don't just want to spill a bunch of knowledge and information at you. I want these guides to actually be impactful for your real life, to get you results as like the priority. I don't just want to give you education. I want your life to have like real results, real differences. I want you to benefit from these self-improvement practices just as I have, because I just want more guys to know about this stuff. So I believe it could be awesome for you to just try and do like a 7-day challenge. This is something I want to set for you, where you're going to aim to do a cold shower with that instant shocking feeling every single morning over the next 7 days. How do you feel about that? If that's something that you feel is going to be pretty challenging, or it's something you could easily do, this will transform your life. Not just exactly the 7 days. I won't bullshit you. 7 days of experiencing cold for a minute is not going to change your life forever. But the reason it will change your life is because it's the compounding effect. It's the 7 days that turns into 10, that turns into 14, that turns into 21, that turns into 3 months, 6 months. I did it with a 7-day challenge to begin with earlier this year when I was in Thailand. And I literally did it thinking that it was 30 seconds a day for 7 days. And I'm still doing it now, 8 or 9 months later. I believe these 7-day challenge will compound into this just being a normal habit, just like you brush your teeth every single morning. We want it so that every morning before or after brushing your teeth is a 90-second cold exposure. So you just permanently have that motivation boost every single day for the rest of your life. So your 7-day challenge starting from today, so do one today, is to just make the shower fully cold, step in, experience the shock, and stay in for a certain amount of time. If you want this guide to help you, pause this video and go do your first cold shower literally right now. It only needs to take about 30 seconds, and you can come back to this video because I'm going to explain some like deeper, more advanced concepts in a second. I would heavily suggest, if you want this video to help you, go run into that cold shower. Don't overthink it. It's so easy for you to think, oh yeah, you know, I'll just finish this video later on. Oh yeah, I'll do it later on. Oh no, you know, like I'll just do something. Yeah. Any cope that your mind is going through right now, remember that voice that's telling you to bitch out right now is the exact same voice that convinced you to watch 1,000 hours of porn. It's the same voice that told you to end up on page 53 of Pornhub. It's the same voice, which is why we spent thousands of hours leveling up in the virtual world. That weak voice inside of us can't be trusted. So I hope you can overcome that, run into that cold shower right now, just for a few seconds, and you can come back and join me for the rest of this guide. So hopefully by now, I'm hoping that you just went and experienced that. I took my cold shower this morning, as I always do. I really do hope you'll get started with this habit, because it is going to be very good for you. If you haven't done that already, just go run in right now. Pause this video and just go do that. Step 5, how to level up cold showers. There's a framework which I really, really like. This is kind of off topic, but let me just give you a little extra tip. And I mentioned this framework inside of my money guide. So I did a full guide on making money where I exposed like the secrets of how to make like a stupid amount of money. You might not believe it, but like, I'm quite close to being a millionaire now. And I feel like I've almost cracked the game of wealth. I'm not super, super rich. I'm not a billionaire or anything. But I made a full guide on making money. You can go watch on my channel when you've got the time. But before, like, don't flip attention. Just stay here for a second. But inside of that, I mentioned that there's an entrepreneur that I really like. You might have heard of him because he's a big YouTuber as well. His name's Alex Hormozi. And he has this mindset that has been very profound for me. So I want to share it with you. And it's called more, better, new. This is like the process you go into to get like more results out of something, like the step-by-step process. So let's say, for example, with cold showers, we start with more, which means we do the exact same thing, but we simply just do more of it. We add more volume. So if we want more results in our cold shower experience, so you want more of the results where, you know, it reduces inflammation. It literally helps you burn body fat, by the way, increases your metabolism. So that means you'll get leaner. It gives you that skyrocket effect of your motivation of dopamine. If you want more of those, you know what the easiest way you could achieve that? Just do more of what you're currently doing. Do more volume. What this literally means is for you to level up what we're doing right now. Let's say you've been taking cold showers for a couple of days or maybe for a little while, and you want more of the results that you hear people talk about. Yeah, cold showers are so awesome. Just do more of them. Stay in the shower for longer. So right now, if you're staying in for 30 seconds, why not make it 90 seconds? If you're staying in for 1 minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes, why not make it five? Why not even make it 10? And you might think, oh no, but you know, it's gonna take too long, but it's like, just be honest, you probably have the extra 7 minutes a day, don't you? That's like, I'm quite a disciplined guy, but I still waste 7 minutes like every hour, a lot of the times. So because we know it's so good for us, why not just go and stay in the shower for longer? And also, why not just take two per day? Maybe you do the 90 second one in the morning. What if you just added another one at the later part of the day? There's an entrepreneur and an author that I really, really like. His name's Tim Ferriss. He wrote, I'm actually reading the book right now. He wrote The 4-Hour Workweek. You've probably seen this book. I'm recapping this book for like literally probably the 10th or the 20th time, not even exaggerating. Very good book. And this author, he ended up saying that taking a cold shower at nighttime would really help him sleep. I started implementing that. It's not something I do all the time, but I felt the same thing, that when I take a cold shower just before going to bed, it actually knocks me out for some reason. Everyone online actually said the exact opposite thing. They said that if you take a hot shower before bedtime, it would help your temperature reduce and you'd be able to fall into sleep. That never actually happened for me. So if I take a cold shower at nighttime, I'm more likely to fall asleep faster. So it's just something you could try and you'll get more of the results. You'll get more of a feeling of motivation, more of the, you know, inflammation reduction, recovery for your muscles. Next, of that framework, the more better new is better. So once we've maximized the volume that we could do, so let's say, for example, you're taking a cold shower for like 5 minutes a day and you don't actually want to spend that much time on this, you're a busy guy, right? Well, then what we can do is use the current thing that we're doing, but level up our skill in it, make it more difficult. So you could make the cold colder. So if right now you're taking the cold shower, but for example, you're being a little bit of a pussy, you're like starting it as the warm temperature and you're kind of dialing it back. The first level I tell you is like, just make it instantly cold and step into that. So it's this instant shocking feeling. But let's say, for example, you're making it cold, but like your shower could go colder. Do that. You'll get more results if you just make it colder, if you make it harder. If you really want to level this up, start considering getting an ice bath instead of just taking the cold shower. This is where it gets a little bit hard. I like the cold showers because it's extremely practical. Like every place you stay in, I'm in an Airbnb right now. It's got the shower. This Airbnb that I'm in doesn't actually have a bathtub, so I wouldn't be able to make the ice bath there. And also then you've got to fill up the tub and that takes like half an hour. You've got to buy the ice and everything. So that can be a bit impractical. But if you really are loving this and you really want to get that result and you really want to skyrocket, you know, the motivation, the dopamine, what you can do is you can search online and search for like ice bath and you'll find some ones which are inflatable. So they'll send you, it'll be like $100, for example. They'll send you like this big inflatable pack, which you'll blow into with a pump or something. And that's like the one you can keep in your back garden. You can fill it up with a hose. And then every time that you want to use it, you either fill it up again or you just buy a bunch of ice and put it in. And maybe if it's the colder climates, the ice will stay there for maybe a day or two and it'll still be really cold. So it'll be probably colder to go in that even when the ice has melted than it would be just going in your normal shower. So that's an easy level. If I was going to stay somewhere consistent right now, let's say if I was like living at home with my family as I was just recently, I would absolutely buy one of those, fill it up with the hose and like every week, maybe replace the water so it doesn't get too dirty. But that would be definitely colder. Even in the summer months, it would be colder than going into the cold shower. So that's a way that you can level it up. You can also improve your breathing for this. So we can make our breathing better. We can use a certain breathing protocol that will help us master the cold better. And this leads us on to step 6, the Wim Hof method. So maybe you've heard of this guy, the Wim Hof, or you've heard of the WHM, Wim Hof method. Wim Hof is called the Iceman, and he's a Dutch man who ended up taking a very unconventional path in life. Like, he was homeless for a long time, and eventually he started just swimming in the lakes that, you know, the parks that he would be like around, like homeless around. And he found a lot of tranquility in that, and it just made sense to him that, you know, humans should be aligned with nature. We should be outside. We shouldn't always be wearing clothes or shoes. We should be like animals, you know, at least for a little bit. And he ended up creating this huge series of accomplishments. So this guy, Wim Hof, he's a World Guinness record holder for about 20 titles. He climbed Everest. I'm not sure he got to the top, but he got like a certain amount up Everest, barefoot and without a shirt on, in just shorts. People who go up Everest go up with like oxygen gear and like big thick coats and everything. And this random guy ended up going up in just shorts. And he accredited this to a few things. You know, he had acclimatized himself to the cold by taking cold baths and taking swims in cold lakes. But his breathing protocol is very interesting, and I want to guide you through one of the sessions right now so we can do this together. And then once you learn this breathing protocol, you can start to do this kind of automatically as you get into the cold every time. So I want to give you a disclaimer. This breathing protocol is actually quite intense. Every time I do it, I was quite a degenerate a few years ago when I was in university. I took a lot of drugs. I didn't really like my life much, and I was surrounded by, it wasn't their fault, but I was surrounded by people like me who didn't like their lives. And one of the drugs that I took was called NOS. It's kind of like a laughing gas that you inhale when you put it in. Like, it's this gas that you release into a balloon, and you suck in the balloon, out in the balloon. And it gives you this intense feeling of like hallucinogens, and you pretty much pass out, and then you come back to life after that. So, or some people start like giggling for it. Obviously, this is very degenerate stuff. I'm not recommending this. But what's interesting is that the Wim Hof method actually feels very similar to that. So it's very intense. That's, of all the drugs I've ever done as like younger me degenerates, this NOS, like this laughing gas, was the most intense. It's the ones where like I easily could have died. Not even an exaggeration. People die from it. It kind of like shuts your brain off. So it's very like important that we take this quite serious and like do this with a disclaimer of, okay, do this safely. You might even pass out. So make sure you're sat down nice and safe. I'll make sure that you don't pass out, but like, you know, like just make sure you're not stood up right now next to concrete or anything, because it's a breathing protocol which is quite advanced. We'll walk through it now, and we won't go like super extreme, just so I want you to just kind of feel the difference in your body, but I don't want it to be the ultimate level. That's something that you can progress to as you follow more guided protocols from people who are far more advanced than me. I'm like a beginner in this sense, so if you care about your life, you probably shouldn't follow me, but let's do it anyway. So this, the protocol is a very big inhale followed by a relaxed but quite short exhale. So what we want is that we're going to take in more air than we're actually giving out. Just follow my hand movement. When my hand goes up, that means inhale. When it goes down, it means exhale. We'll do this for about 30 breaths together, and then just follow my advice after that. So let's do this, okay? So inhale. Stay with me. Bigger breath now. Okay. probably feeling warm. Keep going. Feel the heightened temperature. Keep going. Keep going. On the next exhale, hold your breath. Empty your lungs. Don't breathe. Don't breathe. I'm going to breathe just so I can talk to you. Don't breathe for as long as you can. Notice how still your mind is right now. Hold your breath for just as long as you can, then you can take a big inhale when you need to, but just try and challenge yourself. Don't pass out. Just challenge yourself till it gets pretty uncomfortable, then just take a normal breath. But hold your breath if you can, and just notice how still your mind is right now. Meditators, monks practice for years or maybe decades to experience the stillness that you have right now. That's how powerful this is. When you're ready, take a big inhale. Hold it just for a few more seconds. And then just fully let go. Just let your stomach fully relax. Don't hold it in. Imagine you're like a big, fat, powerful king who lets his big, fat stomach like empty out, like you don't care that anyone's looking. Just breathe deeply now. I wonder how you feel doing that for the first time. You know, what I found is breath work is the fastest and most powerful self-improvement tactic that I've done so far. In just a few breaths, like just a few seconds, I feel like I'm able to change my outlook on the day, on life, the way that I feel. You could go through this intense moments of anxiety. Let's say, you know, today you felt really anxious and depressed and unhappy. But you take a few powerful breaths like we've just done. And out of nowhere, it's like a lot of that negativity goes away and you can't help but stare at how beautiful the world is. I'm in the countryside right now and there's so many beautiful trees, the sunlight. When we breathe like this, it will make you more tolerant of the cold. What's interesting is that you'll still get the same level of benefits, you know, the motivation, inflammation, all those like good things about the cold. But you'll be able to like stay in the cold longer if you've just had this kind of breathing pattern and then you go into the cold. So the way that I do this is like, I'll just sit next to the shower or, you know, like kind of in my room, but like ready for the shower with the towel ready. And I'll do one round of this where I take 30 breaths. I really inhale as much as possible, fill up not just my chest, but like my belly as much as possible. Then like breathe out maybe about 80% of it through my mouth and then do that for about like 30 breaths. And sometimes I'll even do rounds of that as well. So one round is 30 breaths. Then you exhale and hold your breath for as long as you can without like, you know, the feeling of like really, really being in pain. But as soon as it gets like too uncomfortable, that's when I take a big breath in. And that's usually when I'll go to the shower. Sometimes I'll do two rounds of that or three rounds. And it feels like you can just handle the cold more when you do that. This is the Wim Hof breathing method, something that you might want to go and research. And along with this, what I just found very interesting, I read Wim Hof's book. It's like a biography where, or, you know, he talks about his life and he talks about advice. It's a very nice book, so you can go and read it. And I've learned something very profound from this, his book, Wim Hof Method, Cold Exposure and Breathwork. I've spoke recently about coming more into spirituality and realizing, you know, the material world, the material success, Western world, it's not all that it's hyped up to be. You can go and achieve all your greatest goals when it comes to money, status, success, followers, and everything. And you're still left as this insecure, anxious man, guy, overgrown boy. But every step that I take into spirituality has developed me more than every mile that I've sprinted in the material world. And I've spoke recently about the books and practices that have helped me. And The Way of the Superior Man by David Dader is a book that really has. And everyone in this space of like spirituality, they often talk about reaching enlightenment. And that's like the best experience we could wish for. And the monks say that, you know, enlightenment is something that you could attain if you get really good at meditation over decades, and you might be able to experience it for just a few seconds at a time. Enlightenment is the space between your thoughts when there's complete stillness in your mind. The other spiritual teachers say, you know, it can take years. Some guys say that you have to take a bunch of drugs and psychedelics, and yet with the Wim Hof method, you're actually able to experience enlightenment today within 30 seconds. And the later chapters of the Wim Hof method, he talks a lot about this spiritual stuff, and he mentions the exact same thing, which I find so interesting, which I'm diving deep into now. Like, this is my mission, and I'm going to bring this to you. I really think I'm going to be like the messenger who connects the Western sort of plain speaking world to the spiritual parts. If you've ever looked into like spirituality or maybe religion, a lot of it is worded in a very difficult way to understand. You don't actually know what the fuck these people are actually talking about when they say these like deep things. And I really feel like I'm going to be the person who explains spirituality in a very plain speak way in these guides. Like, I'll make a step-by-step guide to enlightenment or to, you know, whatever level we're trying to get to. I would love to say, you know, this is the way for you to live, but I've got to be honest with you. You've got to make the money first. And this is why I just want to mention Adonis School. Adonis School is my online program where not just me, but with multiple teachers, we teach you how to become like an online entrepreneur, how to make money from your laptop and then free up your time so that you can go and live the sort of natural human life that you want to. You build this powerful business that actually makes some money online, and you can finally free yourself to live how you should live. And it's a powerful existence. I can go anywhere I want now. I can go and live any place. I can afford any teacher, any skill that I want to learn. Like right now I'm learning yoga and breath work and storytelling and speaking. I have private teachers who literally coach me one-on-one for that. So you can imagine not just the free, like physical freedom, but literally the level that I'm growing at because I've got the money to invest. If you're interested in that, Adonis School is the top link in the description. Click and watch this video right now. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!